a moment of you as a camper working yeah. on a biking
yeah.
skill.
So my sub club summer, I was 15 and I was really set on getting my second rank in biking. It was a goal that I had coming into the summer, and it was a goal I sort of continued to chisel at throughout the summer. So that meant doing like service projects, like trail maintenance, learning a lot of different skills and terminology about biking, learning different knots, prepping a trip, doing all of these things. But there was one aspect of the rank where you had to do a trail ride on the trail system on Aloha's property, and you had to do without your feet touching the ground. And it was something where I did it every single day that summer, like, or almost every single day. Like, anytime there was a ranks period, anytime there wasn't a lot of people in the department, like, a counselor would come up with me and do that trail ride. But, like, every single time I fell over the same route, couldn't quite do it, and it was the last day of camp, and a counselor was like, okay, like, we're gonna go up. And I thought, like, today is the day, today is my time to do it, and I went up, and I didn't fall on the route, and I was like, okay, like, we're almost home free. And then I fell on this, like, little bridge obstacle thing that was leading out and slipped on it, and it was just too late for me to complete that rank. Like, I was going home the next day and I absolutely freaked out and sort of started spiraling into, I work so hard but I'm not a good enough biker, and if I'm not a good enough biker then I'm not a good camper and I shouldn't be here, and if I shouldn't be here then like what's this all about? And it was just very easy as a 15-year-old to be like, this is the end of the world, like this is something that's just not gonna work for me. And was really freaking out, like curled into a ball, and a counselor sat down with me and was like, hey, like what's going on, like I know this meant a lot to you and that's okay that you didn't finish, and like why is it important for you to finish. And I sort of shared what was going through my head at that time, and she was like, okay, like what are some things that you have done this summer that have been really important to you? And I was like, okay, like I've made these really great friends, or I've built on these really great friendships, and I've had these really wonderful retrospective moments. And all of that was great. And she was like, okay, like what about biking? And I was like, oh, like I actually learned a lot of like skills in biking, and I learned a lot of things, and I pushed a lot of my own physical boundaries. And I did, like, even though I didn't finish the trail, I got over that one route without my feet touching the ground. And she was like, oh, wow, okay, great. Like, knowing all of that, we can move forward. And she wrote me this like really great note in my banquet book expressing like how much she felt like I was a valuable member of this community, how proud she was for continuing to work on my rank, and how proud she was of me for being okay with not quite making it even though I was so disappointed. And that was a note that I saved, and that's like a note that I still have predominantly in my life that I look at whenever things aren't quite going as I'm expecting them to go.